One of the things that about Andrew Wyeth and his paintings is that he buries stories in his work, sometimes literally, like under layers of tempura paint, there are secrets buried there that the casual observer might not pick up on. And in the case of Christina's world, if you know that the woman in the painting can't walk, ratchets up the drama of the painting. It's this wrenching narrative, a lot of pathos. And so I'm wondering if part of the drama that Andrew Wyeth is creating the painting is what drove you to want to write a story about Christina Olson.
Oh, absolutely. That's sort of the starting point. So the novel, A Piece of the World, is ostensibly the story of the relationship between Andrew Wyeth and Christina Olson. But a lot of the story is actually about her past. It's about all the elements in her past that led to that painting. And one of the things that I love about her real life story is that she's descended from the chief magistrate of the Salem witch trials, John Hathorne. He is the only one of the three judges who never recanted. He was a notorious, terrible person. He persecuted Quakers. He ambushed and tricked and murdered Native Americans. He then put nearly 24 women to death and never had any problem with it at all. And in fact, on the scaffold, one of those accused witches put a curse on the family of John Hathorne forevermore into the future. And I think that family, Christina Olson's family, took it very much to heart. Her grandmother, Tryphena, kept the door open between the shed and the kitchen for the witches to come and go. And they lived with this idea of ghosts and witches. So there's lots in my novel that I didn't have to even make up.
The painting tells a certain story about Christina. And it's a story of a woman who her world is very small. I mean, her world is this plot of land in Maine. And so I wonder what you saw in that you could expand to a novel.
There were so many factors. I'll give you a couple. One, I grew up an hour and a half from there. My grandmother, Christina, I'm the third Christina, my mother, my grandmother. My grandmother, Christina, was born within a few years of Christina Olson and grew up very similarly in a rural farmhouse, a white clapboard house, had a degenerative disease as a child, a polio-like illness, took care of her family as Christina Olson did. I was really interested in how people got by and the emotional tools they needed to survive hard times. But there's one other thing which I don't actually normally talk about, but I'll mention, which is that I had just come through, I had cancer. I had breast cancer. It was really bad, actually. I had a bad form. I'm fine now, apparently. But it was a rough year, a year in which my mother died and I had this really terrible I was very medicalized at one point. I was in the hospital for a week and had a death scare. I mean, it was bad. But I became acutely aware of my own mortality and vulnerability, and I found a way in this character to sort of – she was such a strong, persevering spirit. I really admired that. I also admired that she lived with this – disease that was never diagnosed that got worse over time, but with such sort of pride and stubborn strength.
The way you write Christina, whenever someone suggests that perhaps you can get better, perhaps there's a treatment or a doctor, she bristles.
Yeah.
And she says no, almost like she doesn't understand why anyone would want to make things differently.
There's something about the way Christina was a stoic about her illness. I mean, the truth is, people who live with what she had, which is called Charcot-Marie-Tooth, there is no cure now. Today, there is not. And so the fact that she kept avoiding going to doctors who didn't know what they were doing and kept misdiagnosing her and had no treatment for her. And
they could only make it worse.
Could only make it worse. And in fact, her father lost their family fortune by listening to a quack, which is in my novel as well. He, too, had a degenerative illness, which they called arthritis, and I believe now it was CMT, the same thing, because it's hereditary. It's often passed from a father to a daughter. But I also kind of admire her impatience with people who were made uncomfortable by it. Mm-hmm. She just lived with it. I mean, her father, there's a line in the book that I can't quite remember, but her father was in a wheelchair. He saw it as a safe haven, and she saw it as a prison, the wheelchair. So she didn't use one, which meant that she pulled herself around, which I think some people were uncomfortable with, you might imagine, and why I thought was marvelous.
I'm speaking with Christina Baker Klein. Her new novel is A Piece of the World. It's about Anna Christina Olsen, the subject of Andrew Wyeth's most famous painting, Christina's World. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.